Glory to God in the
highest. Radio.
Glory be to God in the highest. Blessings and honor to our God and our King. We magnify the Lord for his greatness, for his mercy, and do it forever. Thanking and praising him for just another day that he's allowed us to see. Another day of worship, another day of praise, another day of glory. To be in the land of the living and to be allowed another chance to say, Lord, I thank you just for who you are and for what you are doing. We're grateful today for you tuning in. God has been good to us, and we're glad about it. Sorry for our lateness on today. We're just thanking God for how God has been good, and we're going to take advantage of what God is doing in us and for us and through us. Our word tonight comes in the book of Mark. Mark, the 10th chapter, a very familiar story, very familiar passage of Scripture. In the book of Mark, the 10th chapter. And the story is, as you know, is about a blind man. This blind man had a need, and he wasn't ashamed or embarrassed to call out and to cry out to the one he knew was able to help him, the one he knew that could take care of the need that he had. Oftentimes, we run and we search different people and different ones for our help, and our help is right there near us. Our help is nigh. But we run to and fro seeking help from others. And all the Lord requires or asks of us is that we allow him the chance, that we call on him and allow him to do for us what no other can do. Tonight, the story goes, our scripture is, beginning at the 45th verse, for the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give life, his life, a ransom for many. 46, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho, leaving the city, with his disciples and a great number of people that followed him, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought, to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, arise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Blind man said unto the Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and follow Jesus in the way. For thought tonight, the need to see. The need to see. Those of you that know that blindness is an impairment. Some may look at it as a flaw or a fault because one is denied the ability to see and that they walk around, so to speak, in darkness because of their condition. But tonight we're looking at this man who had a condition in his body. Blind man, Bartimaeus. Whether he was blind, father being blind, or it was a condition that he had in his body alone. Regardless to how the condition came about, he was blind. Because of his blindness or his condition, it caused him to be a beggar. Today we have jobs and laws that protect individuals with impairments or conditions or with disabilities. But then, when you're blind, there's nothing they felt that you was able to do, or capable of doing, as a normal human being or someone that could see. Blindness can be a condition. Blindness can be a state of mind. And blindness can be a spiritual or the lack of spiritual insight. Blind Bartimaeus sat begging, asking for alms, seeking someone to help him and aid him, that he may eat, that he may take care of himself. So he sat begging by the wayside. But upon hearing the crowd stirring, the people talking about who it is that is present, he began to make his plea or to cry out. What I love about Bartimaeus is he didn't allow his condition to block or to blind his mindset. Though he may have been physically blind, without the ability to see with the natural eye, he was not blind in his mind. He didn't allow his condition to impair his frame of thinking or his mindset. Even though he could not see Jesus or the crowd that was gathering, he heard, he was listening. Upon him listening to the crowd, being gathering and following, as many of the multitudes gathered and followed Christ, he took it upon himself and said, "This is my opportunity. This is my chance. This is my time. For I'm not going to allow this Jesus of Nazareth, who I've heard about, and now is passing my way, to get by or get away without doing for me what I need. I have a need." How many of us today have a need? And we ask the Lord, and we need the Lord to meet our need. But in spite of many telling the blind man to be quiet as they looked down on his present state and his condition. Begin to judge him, telling him to keep silent, not to bother the helper, not to bother the deliverer. Do not disturb or bother the healer as he was passing by. Because of his condition or present state of being, realizing that none of them could help or even had helped before, he made his plea or his cry even more noticeable by getting even louder with his voice and his knees. Began to cry out even the more, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." When we call on the Savior with a need or with a sincere heart, when we realize that no one else can help us the way Christ can, come to him with our need. He is faithful. He is faithful. Then and only then will he, then and only then will we get the Lord's attention when we call on him with a sincere heart. Call on him with our needs and seek him with our needs and cry out to him. Will we get his attention? Often places in the Word of God we read that in spite of the children of Israel's sin, in spite of their rebellion, in spite of the things that they did, other gods and false gods and idols that they worshipped, when they got in trouble and they began to call on and cry out to the true and living God, he came to their rescue. Because this man cried out to God, to the Lord, with a sincere heart, the Bible says that Jesus stopped. He stood still and commanded the blind man to be recognized and to be called. You can get the Lord's attention. Oh yes, we can get the Lord's attention if we desire him, if we call on him. He's there to meet our very need. Some of the same people now that told him to keep his peace, that told him to be quiet. How many of us have individuals or have had individuals around us who their need is not as your need? So they're not going to cry out to God like you may cry out. They may not be in desperate need as you are in desperate need. They may not be going through what you're going through. Some of them may not understand your cry, just as many of these people didn't understand his cry. But they told him to keep silent. No doubt, many of them that told him to be quiet as Jesus was passing and told this man to keep his peace and be quiet, many of them probably were the same ones that passed this man up days and months prior as he sat and asked for alms, passed by him and didn't offer him or give him any alms or even offer him bread or food or shelter. These same ones that told him to hold his peace and to be quiet. Now had to tell this man to be of good comfort. For the Savior heard you, and the Savior is calling you. Don't worry about going to understand the things that you're going through and dealt with or dealing with. But this is an individual affair, a walk with God. They may have been there with you when you went through something. They may be witnesses or can testify of what you're going through or have experienced. But if they have not experienced what you have experienced or going through what you're going through, they will not simply understand your cry or your plea. You know. Because he cried out to the Lord and the Lord heard him, he stopped and called for the man. Get up, for Jesus is calling you. Get up from your present state in your mind. Get up in your spirit. Get up in your soul. Get your body up and come to Jesus. For he's calling you. Blind Bartimaeus arose and he cast off or threw off his outer garment. No doubt he may have had some form of blanket or wrap that was around him as he sat and begged. But he threw it off. The Bible says his outer garment. Outer garment could be anything or anyone that would hinder or stop him or stop you from receiving what you need, what you desire from Christ. And he threw off his outer garment. He didn't want anything to hinder his mobility. For already being blinded, I can imagine him listening to the voice of Jesus. I can imagine him feeling his way. There may have been some that may have helped guided him to Christ. The Bible says he got up, threw off that outer garment, that thing that was that could hinder him or trip him up in his walk, his coming to Christ. And he came to Jesus. Now that he is in the presence of the Lord, now that he has the Lord's attention, the Lord asked him a question. He said, what is it that you request of me? What is it that you have need of? Now that you have my attention, now that you have my attention, what is it that you have need of? What is that one thing, or that thing that you need from the Lord that no one else can help you with? What is that thing that caused you to act the way you did? And regardless of what others or the many may have said, you ignored them anyway. And you continue to cry out until the Lord heard you. What is it that you have need of, my son, my daughter? Now that you have my attention, now that I'm listening to you, yes, the crowd may be around and many may be around talking and there may be noise and other things going on around, but you, my child, have my attention. What is it that you have need of? The answer, he said, the Lord, that I might receive my son, that I might change my present state of being, that my condition might change, that my spiritual insight may be clear and open, that the thing that had me bound or had me troubled, the thing that had me placed in this place where I'm at that I should not be and don't want to be any longer, Lord, that I might receive my son. I need a change in my condition. I need a change in my home. I need a change in my spiritual walk. I need a change in my family. I need a change in my body. I need a change in my spirit, my mind, body, soul, and I need a change, Lord. Darkness has had its time and its rule. It's time for the darkness now to be dismissed. Time for the darkness now to be done away with, that I might see, that I might be clear, that I may receive my sight. The Lord said, go thy way, made thee whole. The Bible says immediately he received his sight. Immediately, as the Lord spoke to him, go thy way, because your faith, the Word of God tells us that it's impossible to please God without faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. The Word of God tells us that it is the now faith. It is that right now faith. That is the substance. That is the very substance of the things that we hope for and the evidence of the things we don't see. Instantly, the change took place. It is because of your faith. He said, speak to the mountain and tell the mountain to be removed and cast into the midst of the sea. It is by faith that we walk with God day by day. Because his condition or his present state changed, he now became a follower of Christ, a follower of him that fixed what no one else could fix or do. Christ's love is extended to all who will receive it. And he is available to do what we ask him in faith. The question is now, the question comes, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. You've got to hear the Word of God in order to have faith. So many times we get caught up into things and emotions. But the Lord is saying tonight, it is by faith. So let the guilty, the empty, the tempted, the hungry, the naked, be of good comfort. For he calls them to be pardoned. He calls them to be supplied, to be secured, to be filled, to be clothed, to have all faith calls for. Be encouraged tonight, my brother and my sister. The Lord is standing by. He's near. The song says, do not pass me by. But as he's passing, it is up to us to cry out to God and to call on him and let him know, God, I need you. I have need. I have need tonight. Let him know that you have need. And when you cry out to him, he will stop. You will get his attention when you cry. But you got to open your mouth and cry out to God tonight. Allow him to be the fixer of your problem. Allow him to be the giver of your sight. Allow him to supply your need. God bless you on tonight. In Jesus' name, we look forward to seeing you again on next week. May the Lord God be with you. Here's my prayer.